Lesson 8. Reading. Nearly 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered with water. The most important liquid in the world, water is usually easy to get from rain, springs, wells, streams, rivers, ponds, and lakes. It fills the vast ocean beds. As vapor, water is also present in the air, where it often condenses into clouds. The bodies of most living things contain a large proportion of water. For example, water constitutes about 60% of the weight of the human body. Water is necessary for life. Billions of years ago, the first forms of life on Earth grew in the sea. Although today many plants and animals are able to live on land, they still need water. This life-sustaining liquid makes up most of the animal blood or plant sap that nourishes living tissues. Used but never used up, water constantly circulates throughout the world. A person taking a drink of water today may be drinking the same water that gave refreshment to a Stone Age man. Although water is constantly recycled on the earth, many areas almost entirely lack this prized liquid. The location of water helps determine where humans can settle. People who dwell in cities obtain their water from taps. If city water stopped flowing, everyone would have to leave the city and seek water elsewhere. The growth of crops that humans need for their food depends upon water. One fully grown corn plant uses about 4 liters of water a day. It takes about 7.5 million liters of water to grow a hectare of cotton. The climate of the Earth is affected by water, and through erosion and the scraping action of glaciers, rivers of ice, water changes the surface of the land. Water's physical properties make it vastly different from most other liquids. Water, for example, has the rare property of being lighter as a solid than as a liquid. If ice were heavier than water, frozen water in a lake would sink to the bottom and pile up to the top, killing all the life in the lake. Water's ability to store great amounts of heat helps living things survive through wide changes in temperature. The amount of heat produced during one day's activity would be enough to raise a person's body temperature by as much as 170 degrees Celsius were it not for the water in his or her tissues.